Baltimore County Executive Don Mohler will step aside on Monday to make way for County Executive-elect Johnny Oshevsky Jr. WYPR's John Lee talked with Mohler about what lies ahead for Oshevsky when he takes office, and John is here in studio now. John, what does Mohler think is the biggest challenge facing the incoming county executive?
Well, Nathan, first let me say that Mohler is a big fan of Oshevsky's. Both are Democrats, and Mohler campaigned for him. But what's waiting for Oshevsky is what Baltimore County Councilman Tom Quirk calls a very extreme situation. Quirk is the chairman of the Spending Affordability Committee, and earlier this month, the county received a financial analysis that boils down to this. Baltimore County's AAA bond rating is in danger of being downgraded unless the county raises taxes, cuts its debt, or both. And if the AAA goes away, it makes it more expensive for the county to borrow money.
Baltimore County has had this AAA for a long time now. Why is the county in this jam at this point?
Well, the county took on a lot of debt, building 16 new schools, renovating some others, and Mohler says the cost was around $1.6 billion, and he says the results speak for themselves. They went from 90 schools without air conditioning to just a few now.
Do I have any regrets that we did that program? Absolutely none. I think it was necessary. I think it was a necessary investment. I think the parents and the children and the teachers would all agree that it's exactly what we needed. But now the bill for many of those projects is going to come due.
So Mohler says Oshevsky and the county council will have to figure out how to pay that bill, not to mention find money to build more schools and additions. Oshevsky during the campaign promised to spend up to $2 billion on school infrastructure. And again, Nathan, this comes as the county's being warned its debt level is out of whack, so it should consider raising taxes, cutting its debt, or both.
Is Mohler offering any advice on Oshevsky on what to do, raise taxes, cut debt, or both?
Well, he is. Mohler says he talks to Oshevsky at least once a day during this transition, and Mohler has a lot of experience, 30 years in the school system, working his way up from teacher to area school superintendent. Then he segued into positions in the county executive's office, first with Jim Smith, then serving as Kevin Kamenetz's chief of staff. And he says during those years, county officials did not do enough to make government more transparent, to let citizens know and get involved in the budget, really to buy in to what they were doing. And he expects Oshevsky will change that.
People often want to simplify it in, do you need a tax increase or not a tax increase? I think that's the wrong question. I think the question is, what are the priorities, Baltimore County? What do you care about? What do you want to spend on? Do you believe we need to build two or three new high schools? If you do, then let's look at the budget and figure out how we do that.
Now, that's a reference to Oshevsky's promise to find the money to build three new high schools for Lansdowne, Towson, and Delaney.
So what's next for Mohler after he leaves office?
Well, once Oshevsky takes over on Monday, Mohler says he'll take a month off, then consider some possibilities outside of government. And Nathan, you'll recall he was appointed county executive by the council after Kamenetz's sudden death in May. He says he's proud of the 7.5 years he served as Kamenetz's chief of staff and of his 6 months as county executive. Mohler says he was able to pick up where Kamenetz left off with no lapse of leadership, including almost immediately seeing the county through some difficult days with the killing of police officer Amy Caprio and flooding in Owella and Catonsville.
John Lee has been covering Don Mohler's tenure as Baltimore County Executive, and we'll start covering Johnny Oshevsky's term when it starts next week. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you, Nathan.